Welcome to Maseches Bava Basra, Perakei Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Hamoicher es hachamor, somebody sells a donkey, loy mochar es kelof, he doesn't sell the different items that are part of the donkey. The Gemara explains that this is referring to any of the carrying bags or, you know, travel packs that a chamor, that a donkey may possibly have. However, the actual saddle or the reins, that clearly is part of the sale. Nochem Amadi says, mochar kelof, that he also sells along all the pack and any of the backs or the sacks that are used to transport things. And the Gemara explains the Machlokes is as follows. The Tanakam, the first rabbi in the Mishnah, holds that a normal animal is for rechiva. When a person buys a donkey, they just need it to ride on it. So therefore, you only get things that are part of the ride. So therefore, the person gets the saddle and he gets the reins, but not the actual items that are used to pack and transport. However, Nachum Amari holds that a normal donkey is... the purpose of it is for carrying. Therefore, included in the sale is anything that's used for carrying. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Pam mechurim, pam ena mechurim." Sometimes these additional items are part of the sale, and sometimes they're not. Ketzad, how so? Hayach amar lefanav v'kelev alav. Let's say he had a donkey in front of him, and the donkey has all of its different items. It has the packs and everything. V'amalai, and the buyer said to the owner, "Mechar li chamar chazeh, sell me this donkey." Hari kula mechurim. Then everything that's attached to the donkey, including the packs, the saddle packs and everything, are all considered part of the sale. However, let's say he said, Chamoy Rochu, he said, is this your donkey? I want to buy it. Ain Kela Mechurin, in that situation, then the additional items, the pack, etc., those are not part of the sale, because then we say in that situation, he just wanted to know about the donkey itself, but not the additional items. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Hamoy Charesa Chamar, if someone sells a female donkey, Machares asiach, included in the sale, is her baby donkey. Machares apara, but if someone sells a cow, loy machares bana, included in the sale is not the calf. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where the seller said to the buyer that I'm selling you a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. Therefore, when it comes to a donkey, where a person doesn't buy nursing donkeys for milk, you can't milk a donkey, and even if you could, it's not kosher. In that situation, we say that the reason that he said a nursing donkey is to say the donkey plus the baby donkey. However, by a cow, maybe the fact that he said a nursing cow is just to say that it produces milk, but that doesn't mean to say that the calf is included in the sale. Therefore, we don't say that the calf is also included. Continues the Mishnah, Machar Ashpa, if a fellow sent a large garbage dump, he sold a large garbage dump, Machar Zivla, included in the sale is all the garbage. Machar Bar, if a person sells a pit, Machar Meimov, included in the sale of the pit is the water. However, the Gemara says that this is not as simple as it may sound. Machar Kaveris, if a fellow sells a beehive, Machar Devarim, included in the sale are the bees. Machar Shevach, if a person sells a birdhouse, Machar Yoinim, included in the sale are the pigeons. Halakeach Peres Shevach Mechaveri, if a fellow purchases all the byproducts, all the produce of a tree for a year, then it says, I'm sorry, of a birdhouse for a year. Mafriach brecha rishayna. The halacha is he has to leave the first pair of birds that are born, and after that he continues to take, because that's what keeps the mother bird and the father bird there, is the first pair. Therefore, that actually belongs to the seller. However, any additional birds that are born belong to the buyer. Peres kaveres. If a fellow buys all the fruit of a hive, that means anything that the bees that are going to be born within that year in the hive, then the buyer gets the first three streams or the first three colonies of bees, and then going forward he takes only in cycles. It means one goes to him and one goes to the moicher, so that both of them should continue to have a populated beehive. If a fellow buys the honeycombs, he leaves two of them because they need it for the rainy season. If a person purchases olives that will be cut, says the Mishnah, reharvested, he has to leave on the tree at least two branches worth so that they should regenerate and they should grow. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing day of regeneration and a day of growth, as well as an amazing upcoming week.